Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got a very important question to ask you. I think it's a very important question from the standpoint of it has to do a lot with where we think we are in life and where we think we're going. It's a question that makes you sit back and reflect. It makes you think about the journey you're on. It makes you question your goals and objectives. It makes you relive the past. And it makes you wonder if you're repeating it in the future. Interested? Well, here's the question. So what does success look like to you? That's a deep question. And I'll tell you what, I could go on for hours and hours and hours digging into that question. But I think it's a question that you need to ask yourself. It's a question that causes you to stop in your tracks and think about reality. Think about the glide path you're on. Are you getting to where you're trying to get to? Are you doing the things that you think you need to do in order to achieve what you believe is success? So what is success? What does it look like to you? You know, we all see success differently. Our aspirations are influenced by our upbringing, our environment, our image of ourselves, and the people we live and work alongside. Success is not just about having more money, nor is it simply about feeling happy. It's a lot deeper than that. I've been tearing through the internet. I've been tearing through research articles. I've been tearing through a lot of resources in search for the answer to that question. No matter where you look, you're going to get an answer, but that answer may not be reflective of what your core being is telling you. So what does success look like to you? For some people, it's being on American Idol. You know, making the cut, getting on the show. For others, it's not just being on the show, it's winning the show. For some people, success is helping a friend in need, a friend that's struggling, a friend that needs compassion, a friend that needs a little extra something that they can't get from themselves. Maybe it's reassurance. Maybe it's guidance. Success can mean a completely different thing to you. I know a lot of you have your image of success. You have your eye on the prize. You think you're going through the motions of the world and you're doing everything correctly. You're getting the job promotion. You're working extra hours. You're sacrificing yourself on the altar of your job. But is that really success? And if you focus all of your success in one area, what happens to the other areas you don't focus on? I'll tell you, I have met countless people that were on the road to success. They were on the path to wherever they thought they were going to get to. And they left collateral damage behind them. Some of these people, you know, couldn't maintain relationships because they were so focused in one area. So maybe they're on their third or fourth spouse. Maybe they have kids that are estranged from them. They don't even communicate with their kids. They don't even know what their kids are doing because they're so focused on trying to be successful at work. Take a step back and ask yourself the question again. What does success look like to you? I'll tell you what, for me, I was stuck on stupid. I really was. I thought success was doing well in school, getting into college, getting into a good line of work, and then following that pathway to retirement. And I was on track. I did all of those things. I had what I consider a very successful military career. And part of that success was supposed to be a retirement, which I do receive a retirement pension. It's difficult to explain the feelings that I went through when I finally retired from the military and I felt lost. I felt like I didn't have a purpose anymore. I didn't know what direction to go into. And I'll tell you what, that tore into my psyche. Because everything that I believed was success had imploded upon me. It just ripped me apart. And if you're a member of the military and you've retired or you've separated, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you don't have to be a member of the military to understand what I'm talking about. Many of you have been laid off. Many of you have been downsized. Many of you have felt that sting of the lack of success. So what does success look like to you? I'll tell you, for me, it looks a lot different today than it looked like 20, 30, 40 years ago. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about what does success look like to you. And we're kind of peel back the onion on that thing and see if we can understand it. And we'll be back right after this.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
So what does success look like to you? It's the question of the day. It's a question that needs to be answered. You have to take the time to sit down and figure out what success means to you. Because if you're like me, you are on a path like I used to be on. A path that takes you from point A to point B, and you think you've achieved something, only to find out that point C was a bridge too far. Think about it. I mean, what are you doing on a daily basis? Are you going through the motions? Are you getting up in the morning? Early? Maybe working out? Trying to get ready for work? Trying to deal with the family? Dealing with the commute? Getting to work? Dealing with all the things that occur in the workplace? You know, that 8 to 10, maybe 12 or more hours where you focus on the problems that are presented to you? And when you're done with that, you get back in the car, you deal with that commute, only to go home, and maybe the family's home, maybe they're not. Maybe you've got cold dinner. Maybe you've got to make your own. And then you get to a point where you go to bed, and you try and get some sleep, and maybe you don't sleep well. But the alarm goes off, you get up, you do it again. Is that success in your mind's eye? I don't know. I'm not in your mind. Only you can answer that question. I did some research on this because one of the things that I found was, even though I thought I was successful, I wasn't successful. I was just going through the day-to-day motions that were required of me by my employer, that were required of me by my family, that were required of me by myself. See, in my mind's eye, let me take you back to when I was 20-something. It's hard for me to remember that far back, but I'm going to give it my best shot for you. I remember getting out of college. I remember feeling the success of completing college. But was that success? Or was I just checking the box? Yeah, I had accomplished something. I had accomplished something that nobody in my family before me had accomplished. I had earned a baccalaureate degree. And along with that degree came a commission in the United States Army. At that point in my life, that was my pinnacle. That was me achieving success. But I still had, heck, I'm 56 years old now. I still had all that space in between when that occurred and where I'm at now. And I had to reevaluate what success would be for me. Now, I was focused on the military. You know, that was going to be my glide path to success. I was going to serve my country, do the things that I needed to do, support my soldiers, train my soldiers, go into harm's way as necessary, because that's what success looked like to me. That's what I was patterning myself. You know where I'm going. I got to a place at the age of 50 where once again, everything kind of unraveled on me. See, I had been competing for a promotion and was selected for promotion and thought that I still would have a continued career, only to find that there were no positions to promote me into. Even though I was selected for promotion, didn't mean I was going to get promoted. And the military decided that it was time for me to retire. I had served my country. I had given all, yet I got to a place where even though I should have been feeling like I was successful, I really felt like I wasn't. Terrible, terrible place to be. I mean, I felt like a failure. I felt like I let my family down, but I couldn't change the situation. Couldn't change it at all. So I've got to ask you again. What does success look like for you? One of the things that we talk about on this show is retirement success. Getting to a place of retirement where you can go and do the things that you want to do without the burden of having to work in a W-2 job or working for somebody else or being self-employed. Knowing that if you don't get up and go to work, there is no income. As a side note, you self-employed people out there, I think you work harder than military personnel do. I really do. Because I know a lot of you. And I know that you pour your blood, sweat, and tears into what you're doing. And that you're on a glide path to what you believe will be success. But what happens when you get to a certain point where you can't work anymore? Or what happens when you make a decision to step away from what you're doing to do something else? Is that successful? I don't know. You know, I interviewed a gentleman on this show that thought success was getting out of his W-2 job and buying a Snap-on tool business. And I'll tell you what, he was successful. He was successful at working 12 to 14 hours a day, 6 to 7 days a week, focused on that business. But it incurred a cost upon him. Alienation of his family. Not having any fun other than what he was doing for work. What he knew he was doing wasn't working, and he had to find a different path because that working himself to death thing wasn't creating the success that he thought he was creating. All he, in essence, did was trade a W-2 job for a self-employed job. He still had income coming in, but it wasn't getting him closer to what he had decided success looked like for him, which was to be able to retire himself using passive income to sustain himself. So again, what does success look like for you? We'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm asking the question, what does success look like to you? And you have a completely different answer than I would have, guaranteed, because we're different people. We have different influences on our life. We have different things that helped to shape who we are. We also have society's imprint upon us, which is to follow the path that society laid out for you in order to achieve success in retirement. Yeah, it's out there. I followed it. You're probably following it right now. And you know where it gets you? Not where you want to be. It's that simple. It doesn't get you to where you're trying to get to. How do you change? What do you do? What are the things that you can create in your world that can get you on a different path than you're on? And I know that question scares a lot of you. A lot of you are comfortable where you're at. You've achieved some type of position or job that's providing for your basic needs. It's putting food in your belly, roof over your head, clothes on your back, providing you with entertainment. Is that success? What if it all was taken away from you today? Would you still be successful? Or would you have been successful? And what about the future? What are you working towards? Where are you trying to get to? Now, some of you do deliberate goal setting. I know this because I've talked to you. You email me. I communicate with you. And we have some of these conversations. Some of you know where you're trying to be in the next 5 or 10 years. And that's actually a good thing. Because you're creating milestones for yourself that will help you determine whether you've achieved success or not. But can success perpetuate? Can you go from one place to another and still be successful? It depends. It depends on the situations. It depends on the environment. It depends on a lot of things that you and I don't have any control over. You know, there's different ways we define our own personal successes. I think the number one way is we all use money. It's where most of us start, but in reality, as long as you have enough money, more money won't necessarily make you more successful, in my opinion. See, I think you have to have enough money coming in to take care of all of the things that are important to you. I don't think I have to be a billionaire. Now, if it happens, so be it. But there aren't that many billionaires in this world. And we've got several hundred million of us just here in America. So it's not in the cards for all of us. But money is one of those things that we put on our checklist that helps us define personal success. What about love? You might love a partner, your children, pets, or even the view from your bedroom window. But without love, life can seem pretty empty. So I think love is something that's important, something that you should consider on your list of things that qualify for personal success. Health is another one. I know people that are up in their years that are dealing with health issues. And health is something that you shouldn't mess around with. Health is something we tend to take for granted. We do. But when our health is endangered, it can have a negative effect on us. Are you considering health as a part of your personal success? I think you should. I think you should also consider comfort and learning. And here's one that maybe you haven't considered. It's one that I didn't consider for a long time. It's fun. You know, too many people are brought up in this life to see life as a duty and not to be enjoyed. Planning for fun is important. I think it's all part of the bigger picture package of what makes you successful. And I think giving back is a fundamental component of that. If you put yourself in a position where you can give back and you can help others, I think you're successful. I really do. So these are just some of the things that, you know, run across my mind. I didn't have all of those things in my kit bag. I didn't. I thought money was the primary driver. I thought love was important, but, you know, sometimes I would sacrifice love for money. Health is always important. I've had health issues throughout my life. Heck, I was in technically a dangerous field of work where your health can be damaged. And it had been damaged. And health is very important to me now, especially as I get older. The reason I'm bringing all this up is I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to impart upon you some of the things that I have experienced that have helped me, that have helped me to define what my success is. So you can be super successful in one area and you can be a total failure in others. And I think success is a holistic approach. I think that there are multiple components of success that have to be embraced. And if you're shortcoming one for the benefit of another, usually it's money, you might be on the wrong path. It may cause you to question the path that you're on. And the path that you're on, is it going to get you to a place of love, joy, peace, health, wealth, and happiness? I don't know. I'll tell you what, I thought I was on that path, only to have it blow up in my face when I left the military. I was very successful in the military. I've got a wall full of medals that say, good job. But you know what? That's all in the past. So I had to rethink what success meant to me. I had to retool my mind. I had to change my mindset. And you do too. And in doing so, you will get yourself on to the path of love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. But you got to sit back and take a look at your current situation. And you also have to question, is what you're doing right now getting you to where you hope to be? And if so, when? For me, retirement was a big goal, but it was always one I put on the back burner until I had to put it on the front burner. And that was almost a little too late. We'll be back right after this.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
So what does success look like to you? I tell you what, if you're there, congratulations, you've achieved it. Or have you just achieved a milestone and you haven't achieved the bigger picture of success? Yeah, something you need to think about. You know, your challenge right now is to question why you want the things and experiences you do. Ask yourself this. What are the things you want to change and why? You need to be sure that your aspirations are truly yours and not conveniently borrowed from somewhere else. Adopting someone else's goals and succeeding in reaching them will not necessarily make you happy. Do not be tempted to compare the size of your goals with other people's. This is one of those situations where bigger does not mean better. It only means different. Let me hit you with some questions I think you need to machinate on. What are the 3 things you want most to achieve? And why are they so important to you? What do you want to deal with first and why? When is it realistic for you to have achieved each of those goals? Where do you start? And what are the first small steps you have to take? How can you measure your progress and keep on track? Who else do you need to involve? What can they gain by helping you? How will you know you've achieved them? And how will you celebrate those successes? And again, once you get there, what do you do next? Kind of makes your head spin a little bit, doesn't it? I think you really just need to take a step back and stop doing what you're doing on a daily routine basis. See, we get ourselves into these habits. We get ourselves into these ruts. When I went to work after the military, once I finally found a job, I found myself just going through a pattern of motions, a pattern of cycles. And I felt like I really wasn't getting anywhere fast. But all I was getting in exchange for my time was some money. I really wasn't achieving a lot of the things that I thought were important to me. Things like love, things like health, comfort, learning and fun and giving back. I really wasn't there. Almost 3 years ago today, I went to a free workshop presented by Lifestyles Unlimited. And I went in there with kind of a bad attitude. I figured it was just going to be more information about, you know, something I already felt I knew something about. And what I received was something completely different than I expected. See, I heard how I could start changing my life, how I could start achieving some of those successes that I thought that maybe were not achievable anymore. One of the big things that was bothering me was the fact that I had been deemed retired from the military, but I didn't have enough income coming in off of that pension to support myself and my family. I was feeling like a failure. I really felt like I let my family down and myself down. I couldn't control the circumstances. They were well beyond my control. But the effects were still bothering me. So I wound up taking employment in the only place that I could find employment. It took me 10 months to find employment. It was a difficult period of my life. And I was not feeling very successful. But when I went to that free workshop and I listened to the information that was conveyed to me, I realized that there was a different way that I could follow that I had not even considered. So I became a member. And I went through the 2-day financial freedom seminar. That's our 16-hour event where we teach you everything you need to know, A to Z, on how to be a successful real estate investor, whether it is dealing with single family or multifamily investments. And I walked out of there changed, with renewed hope, with a renewed concept that I could be successful again. That everything I needed was at the tip of my fingertips. I just didn't know any of the information. Now, I'm highly educated. I've got 2 business degrees. But those degrees did not teach me what I learned by becoming a member of this organization and going through the 2-day financial freedom seminar. It was life-changing. Literally. And I'm not just blowing smoke up your chimney. I'm telling you from my heart what was going on in my world. I was able to sit back and reflect and change the path that I was on because I wasn't feeling successful. I felt like I was just going to be working till the age of 70, and that's just the way it was going to be. And I found a different reality. I found that things that I was investing in weren't good investments. I found that things that my financial planner had told me weren't necessarily true. And what I learned was I had to take a more deliberate role in my destiny than I had done in years past. But that deliberate role wasn't going to take up all of my time and energy. Not like working in the military. I got to ask you, are you successful? How do you measure that success? Where are you trying to get to? And the path you're following, is it going to get you to where you're trying to get to? Or does it just get you to a milestone? In which case you have to change gears and readjust because now your priorities for success have changed. A lot to think about. But I think you should think about it. I think you need to pull back the covers and see what's going on. Get inside of your mind. Because nobody controls your mind but you. And if you're following somebody else's goals and objectives, if you're following somebody else's path that's not getting you to where you're trying to get to achieve success, then maybe what you're doing is ineffective and it needs to change. I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm really just trying to lend a hand. I'm trying to share with you some of the challenges that I had before I realized that there was a different path to travel down. And I'll tell you what, I'm traveling that path. And all the things that I think are important to me that I define as success, money, love, health, comfort, learning, fun, giving back, they're all in play. They're all in play. I have time to work on my health. I have time to work on my relationships. I have time to work on the things that are important to me. Can't say that was always the case in my life, but my life has changed. It has changed for the better, and I'm happy with the result. And the path that I'm on provides me something else, legacy. See, not only do I get the opportunity to do this for myself, but I also get the opportunity to leave something behind when I'm gone, something that my children can benefit from, something that W-2 job couldn't give to them. See, I can give them the gift of real estate. I can give them the gift of passive income. I can give them the gift of assets that were never given to me. And I believe that that is success. In my book, I'm checking the box, but I'm not just checking the box. I am achieving success. So, I ask again, are you successful? And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.